Thank you very much. So I'm presentation, please. So I'm here to talk a little bit about the new approaches that we've been using in Ukraine to look at explorative ordnance risk education. And the approach we're looking at is what we call edutainment. It's a mixture of education and entertainment approaches. Next slide. As you can see from the video, we're really trying to target a young audience, preschool and primary children, who are the most vulnerable. Our survey showed that only 57% could identify a dangerous object, and 56% below 12 years didn't know what to do when seeing such a dangerous object. Next slide. We therefore really took the opportunity to look at EORE for children in Ukraine and to see how we could move from some of the traditional tools to a edutainment approach, so really trying to capture the imagination and capture the young children. So we still use some traditional tools like billboards, printed materials, direct training, and training of trainers, but more and more we're trying to look at digital comprehensive advertising campaigns, looking at those four superheroes that you saw in the video, and translating them in comic books, in cartoons, with each story looking at a specific issue around mine safety. Special websites for children with games that they can engage with. Branded copybooks and sheets for children to work together. And posters with these superheroes for their schools. We've also been cooperating with YouTube bloggers. Young people are very interactive and are engaging with bloggers, so we've been using that as an opportunity to reach them. And we've been looking at peer-to-peer trainings for direct communication, as well as screening comics in certain big festivals where children can access this information. We've not ignored their parents. We have websites with adult content and useful information on mine risk education. So what does our superhuman do? Our super team. They look at different roles. They speak to the different elements of behavior when children are confronted with mine risk. So they pass notices about, you know, seeing, bypassing, reporting, don't panic. We've managed to reach about 3.1 million children online, 500,000 with education materials, and 200,000 trained. We've also had these engaging videos with stars like Orlando Bloom and the YouTube blogs, which reached about 3 million people. Next slide. As a result, the campaign has reached over 87% of children aged within 6 and 11 years in conflict-affected areas. Knowledge on good behavior and practice has increased. You can see the amounts there. So children are able to better identify, look at suspicious, dangerous objects, and the knowledge base has increased. The award has won several awards. Lessons learned. We feel that motivating safe practices through educational entertainment is a valid way to approach it in a humanitarian context. And why is this? Teenagers are less receptive to traditional media. They have a lower risk perception, and they really are wanting to try new things and be exposed to different stuff. We see that influencing positive and empowering behavior change is a very important way to reach conflict-affected children. Traditional communication can actually do more harm if we're sending messages about risk and impact. And more important, using these approaches has a very high potential to reach inaccessible areas. Next slide. Going forward, we really want to look at more profound ways. We want to look at virtual reality. We want to look at augmented reality. We really want to engage and capture children, teachers, and their parents about risk around explosive ordnance. Last slide. So our priorities going forward, we're going to engage with all spectrums, with children, with their caregivers, with teachers, and with the government as well. We're going to roll out more of the VR and AR sessions in schools. We're going to have household visits, but we will still have our traditional teaching, and we will be looking at incorporating lessons on mine risk education within the curriculum, with the intention to reach about 200,000 children in eastern Ukraine with these messages. Thank you.